This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. It is President Donald Trump's final day in the White House. As the president prepares to leave Washington, D.C., his party's most prominent member is placing blame on him for the deadly riot at the Capitol earlier this month. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday the mob was fed lies and that the president provoked those intent on overturning the election. In an AP interview, St. Anselm College political science professor Chris Galdieri says he's surprised by McConnell's remarks.
I think that's pretty striking simply because Trump is going to face an impeachment trial in the next few weeks or few months. And my guess all along has been that Mitch McConnell really holds the outcome of that trial in his hand.
McConnell's statements come as the Senate presses ahead on President Trump's second impeachment trial and starts confirmation hearings on the president-elect's cabinet. President-elect Biden has arrived in Washington, D.C. the day before his inauguration as the 46th president of the United States. Earlier Tuesday, he gave an emotional farewell. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's deeply personal that our next journey to Washington starts here.
At Delaware's National Guard headquarters, which is named after his late son, Beau, Biden said the state gave him and his family a chance and has always backed him.
And I'll always be a proud son of the state of Delaware.
He wiped away tears while citing Irish poet James Joyce, who is said to have told a friend that when he died, he'd have Dublin written on his heart.
That was the AP's Sagar Magani reporting. The Biden family will soon appear at a memorial for COVID victims in D.C. This is VOA News. President Trump is expected to spend his last full day in office issuing pardons and granting clemency to as many as 100 people. According to people briefed on the ongoing discussions, the clemency list is expected to include names unfamiliar to the American public, but it will also involve the president's politically connected friends and allies. The United States has formally labeled the Chinese government's policies targeting ethnic Uyghur Muslims and other minorities as genocide. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the statement Tuesday, referring to the Uyghurs and minority groups in Xinjiang. But for years, the U.S. has criticized China's detention and re-education policies in Xinjiang, but has never designated that as a genocide. Reports from non-government organizations, journalists, and former detainees have documented a wide-ranging campaign of repression against Uyghurs. The United Nations estimated at least 1 million Muslim Uyghurs are held in internment camps. President-elect Biden's Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen urged lawmakers to act big on coronavirus relief spending. She argued the economic benefits far outweigh the risks of a higher debt burden. In more than 3 hours of confirmation hearing testimony, the former Federal Reserve Chair laid out a vision of a strong Treasury. She said it would act aggressively to reduce economic inequality, fight climate change, and counter China's unfair trade and subsidy practices. She said taxes on corporations and the wealthy will eventually need to rise to help finance Biden's ambitious plans for investing in infrastructure, research and development, and worker training to improve the U.S. economy's competitiveness. But that would only come after reining in the pandemic, which has now killed over 400,000 people as of Tuesday. It has also devastated the U.S. economy. South Africa reports good and bad news in the coronavirus fight. The country is seeing a decline in confirmed cases. However, the new, more infectious strain continues to rapidly spread. The health minister said in the past week, the nation saw a 23% decline in confirmed cases. But the head of the nation's coronavirus task force says the recently detected more infectious variant of the virus is spreading quickly in South Africa. Iraq's cabinet members voted unanimously Tuesday to postpone this year's general elections. The election date of June 6th has now been pushed to October 10th. That's according to the state news agency, INA. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.